Any sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Samphiong Dance SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka Art Vocational School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support Samphiong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Finance Minister Purabaya Yudi Sadewa on Thursday affirmed the Indonesian government's commitment to continuously accelerate the implementation of national strategic economic programs. At an economic forum held in Jakarta, Minister Purabaya stated, through cross-ministerial collaboration, the government has formed a priority economic development acceleration task force to speed up and oversee the implementation of priority economic development program. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Creative Economy, has launched Ekraf Hub as a step to strengthen the national creative economy sector. The platform is designed to be a collaborative space for creators and potential buyers, while also providing creative industry players with access to training. The Minister of Creative Economy, Teuku Rifki Harsyah, explained the launch signifies the government's efforts to strengthen 17 creative economy sectors based on art, design, media, and digital technology. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. got a secret.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak. Cause you make this go your way. Know how to keep it silent. Confide only in your space.
Don't need to hide it. Can't find any other way.
Kan aku dari semua masa lalu. Tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Tertawakan harapan semua impian. Dalam terapkan kau bawa senyuman harapan impian dalam kehidupan.
Semua cerita tak harus berakhir kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Semua impian, dalam terapkan kau bawa senyuman harapan, impian dalam kehidupan.
Listener, in today's music corner, I will present a song from Dikta. Pradikta Wicaksono, known as Dikta, is an Indonesian singer and actor. Dikta has been rising to fame since he became the vocalist of the music group Yofi and Nuno. Now Dikta has chosen to pursue a solo career. On February 28, 2024, he covered a song entitled Setia by one of the legendary singers in Indonesia, the late Krisha. According to Dikta, the song Setia, which means faithful, is a very legendary work that he wants to bring back with new colors and messages. If in the past Chrisye sang it with a very retro feel in terms of music production, now Dicta tries to perform it as best as possible with a fresh version of himself without reducing the value of the song. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Dicta entitled Setia. Happy listening!
Di masa-masa bahagia kita selalu bersama menikmati dunia. Di masa-masa nestapa kita tetap sama-sama selalu berdoa. Derai-derai air matamu membuatku lebih sayang padamu. Derai-derai gelak tawamu membuatku lebih cinta padamu. Kapanpun juga ku ingin tetap bersama kekasihku nan setia. Di masa kapanpun nanti ku ingin terus begini, cinta setia abadi. Oh, derai-derai air matamu membuatku lebih sayang padamu. Derai-derai gelak tawamu membuatku lebih cinta padamu.
On today's music corner with a hit single by the late Chrisye, Setia or Faithful. And hopefully you keep faithful to join us on Indonesia Today to find out the latest updates, interesting programs and music from Indonesia in the program Indonesia Today for this afternoon session with me, Rahma, on this fabulous Friday with a beautiful date, October 10, 2025. So have you checked out your cards? And here in Indonesia we've got a national online shopping day like October 10, November 11, December 12 and so on. Well, listener, I hope you're having a good day with your loved ones and planning for a wonderful weekend as well. And hopefully your beautiful day is supported by good weather as well. Here in Jakarta, Indonesia, it's been so shiny lately. What about today, October 10, 2025? Let's take a look at the weather forecast from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. Here we go. Let's get started today's trip around Indonesia to find out the weather forecast. The first one we have Banda Aceh that will be cloudy all day long. Medan and Denpasar will be rainy both in the afternoon and the evening. Serang will be cloudy, partly cloudy as well in late at night. Bengkulu will be rainy even with some lightning. Another rainy day is predicted in central Jakarta, Gorontalo, Jambi, Bandung, and also Pangkal Pinang and Tanjung Selor. Well, if you are in Pontianak, Banjarbaru, Palangkaraya, and Samarinda, cloud will be blanketing those cities all day long. Now let's go to the other cities on Sumatra Island, such as Palembang, that will expect a rainy day in the evening. And rainy day as well is predicted in Pekanbaru in the evening and late at night. Now it's time for me to take you to some cities on Sulawesi Island that will expect a rainy day even with some lightning, like in Manado, Palu, and Makassar. So make sure you bring along your umbrella or raincoat, any other equipment that can protect you from soaking wet. Getting closer to the eastern part of Indonesia, that will be mostly rainy, like in Nabire, Merauke, Jayawijaya, and Jayapura. But if you are in Manokwari and Sorong, clouds might be covering the city for today, October 10, 2025, with temperatures ranging from 12 to 32 degrees Celsius. So that's it for today's trip to find out today's weather forecast in Indonesia for October 10. No matter how the weather forecast is here in Indonesia or in your place, I hope you keep having a good time.
Hilangkanlah semua resahmu. Bersama kita gembira,
tercipta suasana ceria di hari ini.
Kau ada, ku ada.
Bersama kita bernyanyi.
Satukanlah rasa.
Hadirkan suka dan semangatmu.
We're gonna have a good time.
Satukan rasa, kita bahagia.
We're gonna have a good time. We wanna have a good time.
Kau dan aku
berhenti sejenak. Jangan kau henti dulu.
Kau ada, kita bersama dalam suka duka.
Satukanlah rasa.
hadirkan suka dan semangatmu. Kepada harapan good time, satukan rasa kita bahagia.
How many lifetimes would it take to visit the every single hidden beauty in this fascinating island? For me, hundreds of times. To feel the warm welcome from the locals that makes me feel at home at their first hello. The distance to walk so many different paths and simply get lost. To get amazed by its unique forms of nature, as every inch of them is God's masterpiece. To move every part of my body as the stomping music takes me into tranquility. To cleanse my mind in the simplest way, by letting the vibes of my surrounding take control over me. To touch the coolness of afternoon breeze, reminding me once again the meaning of being free. To learn, to create, to discover, to actualize, to dream up. To find myself and ready to move forward. I finally understand the greatest and most important adventure of our lives is discovering who we really are. I found it in Sumba.
Selama ini ribuan hari ku dekat denganmu. Lewati berbagai hal, ku ada di sisimu. Tanpa kau tahu perasaanku padamu, sendiriku berharap memberi girl, it's only me, yeah, it's only me. I will always be the one who pull you up when everybody push you down. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me, yeah, it's only me. Sekalipun kau tak pernah pedulikan rasaku, ku takkan acuhkan dirimu. Tapi ku harap suatu saat nanti kau tahu, sendiri ku berharap memberi kasih walau tak kembali. Not yours and you were not mine, but I'll be there for you when you need me. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me, yeah, it's only me. I will always be the one who pull you up when everybody push you down. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me, yeah, it's only me.
Bersamamu kita akan taklukkan dunia, arungi samudra penuh rintangan. Bersamamu kita akan jalani semua, jangan takut untuk melangkah bersamaku. Cintai dengan tulus tanpa ragu, ku akan memberikan cintaku. Bersamaku kamu tak akan sendu, yakinkan kamu aku yang terbaik untukmu. Bersamamu kita akan jelajahi semesta, bertualang dengan cerita kita. Bersamamu kita akan berbagi semua, segala baik dan buruk diriku. Ku tahu kau ragu, biar ku beritahu padamu. Bersamamu ku akan dicintai dengan tulus tanpa ragu, ku akan memberikan cintaku. Bersamaku kamu tak akan
listener, you're enjoying a song by Brunei Seer, actually, Jazz, Bersamamu, or To Be With You. And previously, you also enjoyed a song by Caleb J, It's Only Me. Yes, it is only me who is being with you now. Well, with today's crew as well, anyway, in the program Indonesia Today. I like to remind you all that besides enjoying our program, we also would be very grateful if you could also send us feedback by sending us to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media like Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @voi_official. Yes, it's VOI_official. You can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130, or just chat us on the chat feature on RRI Digital mobile app.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jangan kota berdetak kembali. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of the Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever and their illness was not detected medically. The next day the dreadlocks appears on their head and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual where the whole villagers has their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Nah, saya sampai sore dua kali saya tanyain. Nggak belok-belok itu. Minta kentut sama ibunya. Buat mainan gini ya udah. Ya minta gembelnya bukan anaknya. Bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu nggak bisa dilubah. Kan.
Our journey to Dieng Village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and people residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng Village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Cilarung, air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan, dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa Yang Maha Kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu pada era saat ini melalui perantara.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gift from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Jawa itu harus punya etikat, harus punya tata krama. Ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara, sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa, mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan Yang Maha Kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, setelah itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human being. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be buried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Jamas anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya yang nanti.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially women. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing 2. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya umpama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with 4 colored tumpeng. Tumpeng is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpeng robjong itu bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contohnya itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpeng rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begin, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight, and the ritual begin.
Ini dulu antara
Om Yang Kongkone kan Yang Ning Rasa Ning Samba
Preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
voice of Indonesia.
The today's sound.
Here is keyword of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Sio Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Goeslaw. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Sio Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalled that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Sio Mama by Melky Goeslaw. Enjoy!
Sampai besar begini.
terindu.